You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and joining me today is Colin Daniels from the Macula Society. Thank you for joining me, Colin. So you're here today to tell us all about the new monthly virtual clinics that you've been doing at the Macula Society. You've been doing them for a few months now, and they've been really, really popular. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about where these virtual clinic sessions came from and why you started doing them?
Well, one of the things that we do at the Macula Society is give patient information through leaflets and websites and fact sheets and all sorts of things like that. And during lockdown, the first one, and through the whole COVID pandemic, the amount of information that we were able to give out about specific conditions and AMD and just living with macular disease as a whole sort of fell through the floor, really, like everybody's did. So one of the things that we decided that we would do is start running webinars, which we've called virtual clinics, around both age-related macular degeneration on one stream, and then, because I'm the Working Age and Young People Service Manager for the Macular Society, I run condition-specific macular virtual Macular Society virtual clinics around macular dystrophies. So I'm sure, as we all know, that there's more than one type of macular disease. The main type is age-related macular degeneration, but there is a host of other macular dystrophies that affect younger people as well. So we keep them in two streams, and we talk about the conditions themselves and things around the conditions, like registration and sort of daily living and things like that.
And you've had quite a good response to these sessions. There's been lots of people watching them online. How useful have people found them that have come to the sessions, or have they watched them back? Have you had good feedback?
Oh, the feedback has been great. People are just so interested about the treatment and sort of professional management, and especially the research into their conditions, because we found our membership is very, very knowledgeable about their conditions, but they just want to know more. So the feedback has been great. The AMD sessions, they've had an average of sort of 100 people joining every month. And my sessions are a little bit less than that, because some of the conditions are incredibly rare. So we might only have a sort of, 15 to 20 on one. But then last month we did on myopic macular disease, and that had nearly 100 people. So it kind of varies for me, but the uptake and the feedback has been incredible.
And people can ask questions as well, can't they? If you let people know what condition we're talking about this week, people can ask specific questions to the person that you're talking to find out more about if they have a specific concern or query.
That's right. So one of the things we enjoy doing is making that available. So we're making sort of world leading clinicians and researchers available to our members so they can ask questions. So during the session, the chat function is open, so people can ask questions directly into the chat function, or because we ask people to register for the event just through Zoom, you can send a question in advance. And what I tend to do for my sessions is I collect all of those questions, the ones that come through in advance, and send them to the speaker beforehand. So it gives them the opportunity to look at the questions and potentially answer them during their talk.
And will these sessions carry on, do you think, after lockdown? Because the thing is that so many people can access them when they're online. You know, there's no travelling involved. It's not area specific. Do you think that it's something that you'll keep going with?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think these have stopped being a COVID response and have just become another part of our service. We've kept them going. I mean, I ran my first one in August last year, and now my next one is at the end of this month, and they will just keep going. There's so much to cover, and the good thing is, of course, that you don't have to watch them live if you're if you work or something and you want to watch them again, or you want to just watch them again. They're all available on YouTube and through the Macular Society website.
So this month's clinic, what are we going to be focusing on?
So my clinic is at the end of the month, which is on Thursday the 24th at 6:30 p.m. And I've got a professor, Alistair Denniston, who works at Queen's Hospital Birmingham, and he's looking into PIC. So I've got to get this right. I'll probably get it to fall over my own teeth. But punctate inner choroidopathy, pick is a lot easier to say. So him and his colleagues are going to come and talk about what their research into the condition, the treatment, and a little bit more information around the condition, what we know about it. It's still quite a rare condition, but they're learning more and more about it. They know it's about inflammation of the macula and the retina, but they're just sort of trying to work out how to treat and potentially cure it eventually. That's the plan. And as part of that, they'll also be joined by a patient who's going to talk about her experiences of living with the condition.
So if people want to find out more about the sessions, or maybe want to go back and watch them, or just get involved in the ones that are coming up in the next few months, where can people find out more information about the sessions?
Well, every session is posted on our website and through the Macular Society e-newsletter, which people can sign up for on our website so they can get advance notice. I think I really should mention the other session as well this month, because we do have a world leading expert on AMD joining us, a chap called Professor Gregory Hageman. He's been looking into age-related macular disease, its genetics and biology, for about the last 30 years. It's very exciting that he's joining us this month, and he's joining us on the 15th, which is a Tuesday at 7 p.m. And again, you can register for that just through the website.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to be catching up with you, Colin, once a month, every month from now on, to make sure that we get caught up with the virtual clinics and with what you're doing over at the Macular Society. But for this one, thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thanks for inviting me along. Great. Thanks.